Last week, another would-be viral video about Joseph Kony was uploaded to the web by members of the United States Senate.
For millions of Americans, the Kony 2012 campaign was the first they'd heard of the LRA's terrible crimes. But many in Washington had been trying for years to get the world to notice and to act.
The 8-minute film intentionally follows the uplifting Kony 2012 template. Only instead of a good-looking young activist and his adorable little boy, this one stars John Kerry, Mary Landrieu, and James Inhofe. The video raises a number of questions, among them, how much can the U.S. government really do about the fugitive warlord Joseph Kony, and can the U.S. government really create a viral video? Senator Chris Coons is chairman of the Senate Subcommittee on African Affairs and one of the legislators behind the video. Senator Coons, welcome to On the Media.
Great to be with you, Bob.
All right, so Charlie bit my finger. It isn't, but it is an attempt to use this new channel to capture the imagination of the online public. How did you come to this notion?
Well, Bob, as the Kony 2012 video was growing in its prominence, and as my own kids brought it to my attention and said, "What are you doing about this, Dad?" I thought that our response needed to be in kind, something that was immediate, that was accessible, that could be liked and tweeted and forwarded. We did also do a hearing on Kony and the LRA efforts of the United States government and our allies, but I frankly didn't think that a formal setting subcommittee hearing in the United States Senate was going to be as immediate or as powerful.
Has your video gotten forwarded and viewed and tweeted and all of the above?
Well, so far the video has been viewed more than 25,000 times. Senators have heard from their constituents far more broadly and far more personally on this issue than on almost anything in recent years that touches on a purely humanitarian issue in Africa. The next legislative action for the Senate is going to be a resolution. There's more than 40 co-sponsors, myself included, of a resolution supporting the administration's action and continuing the pressure for regional multilateral efforts to capture Joseph Kony and remove him from the battlefield. I've encouraged folks to go onto my website and serve as citizen co-sponsors of this resolution. And I'll be eager to see how many of the folks who watch this video join in being citizen co-sponsors of this resolution here in the Senate.
Capturing a monster and bringing him to justice, as legislative efforts go, fairly uncontroversial. I wonder if YouTube and the rest of social media, as a channel for helping to create public interest behind a given legislative policy, is going to continue with much more, politically fraught initiatives in the future. Are senators going to be making their case on Twitter and Instagram, or continue to do it in the well of the Senate?
Well, Bob, I think we need to do both. Our constituents are communicating with us by email, by Facebook, on Twitter. Those are the tools that modern Americans use to communicate with each other, to express their opinions, and to engage in their communities. The Congress of the United States is struggling with a very low public regard and is at risk of being even more irrelevant, even more disconnected from our constituents if we don't participate in the conversation and the dialogue and respond. So while I expect we will still be giving speeches on the floor of the Senate, we will still hold hearings, we will still deliberate in the time-honored ways of this Congress, we also need to demonstrate to our own constituents that we're capable of participating in the modern online communication that is reshaping the American community and reshaping the American political future.
Senator, thank you so much.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate having a chance to be on.
Senator Chris Coons is the chairman of the Senate Subcommittee on African Affairs.